On the one hand, housing markets have certainly improved. Existing home sales are up significantly, more than 20% on a year-over-year basis, and prices are up more than 30%. So all that looks great. But yet, foreclosure filings jumped. Foreclosure filings jumped to 35% higher in October compared to last year in the state of Florida and here in Central Florida as well.
If most of the housing market is seeing fairly steady improvement, why is foreclosure activity rising?
Ironically, because housing markets are getting better.
I'm confused.
Yeah, it does sound a little confusing. But what happened is, until prices rose sufficiently, it wasn't in the interest of financial institutions to actually foreclose on a lot of houses. What they have done is they gave foreclosure notices, but allowed people to stay in the house. And now that prices have risen, and now that we're sort of past the legal issues that related to the robo-signing and other things, the banks now find it in their financial interest to begin to actually foreclose and bring this stock of housing to market.
So we're still working through a backlog?
Yes, we have a large backlog. It's sort of a hidden backlog, if you will, of houses where the owner has received a foreclosure notice, but the notice hasn't been acted upon. Now we're moving into the actual foreclosure, so this is bringing more housing onto the market on the supply side.
Okay, Hank, we looked at the fact that overall the foreclosure filings are up. Let's drill down into those numbers a little bit. What do they look like locally?
Well, it's interesting. One in every 322 houses in the state is in foreclosure. Central Florida is about the same. Flagler County is the worst, one in every 177 houses. Volusia County is actually the best, only one in every 522 houses in foreclosure. Interestingly, the five highest foreclosure rates in the nation were in Florida, Nevada, Maryland, and Ohio. And among the top 20 metropolitan areas, Miami and Tampa rank in the top 10, but Orlando does not. So Orlando's doing a little better than the statewide averages, Nicole.
Now, how about housing prices for the Orlando metro area and for Florida?
On a year-over-year basis, prices are up 26% in the metro area. But on a monthly basis, these prices have plateaued out. And we find the same thing for the state. And, Nicole, we find the same thing in terms of home sales volumes. So volumes rose rapidly, prices rose rapidly, and now they're leveling off. And that makes sense because more supply is coming on to the marketplace, and that restrains the supply. We're getting more supply because prices are higher, so more people are willing to sell. Banks are foreclosing, as we discussed. And also, there's been a big increase in new home construction. So when we put all that together, it restrains the increase in pricing.
Are we still looking at a lot of investors buying homes? Are people making enough money in Florida to buy homes?
Well, there is both investor and legitimate final demand. What's happened over the last 6 months is the investor demand has sort of begun to peter out. Prices have come up significantly. And now what we're seeing is more bona fide home buyers and fewer investors in the marketplace. And that's good for the market overall.
So where does all of this go from here?
Well, I think we'll see a continuation of some of the same trends. We'll see higher foreclosure volumes because prices have risen high enough to make it worthwhile. And the real key to the outlook will be how much employment growth we get. The employment rate for Florida will come out next week. And if Florida can show accelerating job growth, then on the demand side, the job growth will cause housing sales to rise and support higher sales. And when we get higher sales volume, which is what I think is going to happen, that will cause prices to begin to rise again at a modest rate, and the market will begin to achieve equilibrium. We'll begin to eat through the foreclosure volume, and we'll begin to have real legitimate and ongoing sustainable support for housing markets in Florida.
Thank you very much, Hank.
Thank you, Nicole.